Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are hosting webinar number two. This is for BC Commercial Distilleries. This will be a detailed webinar which will explain the changes and timelines in onboarding to the new remittance model. My name is Anita Mlinar. I'm a senior policy analyst and communications lead with the liquor distribution branch. I also have joining me Elena Perlova, finance director for wholesale, Carolina Morse, finance project lead, Scott Pittman, business analyst, and PJ Jensen, senior project manager. For those of you who haven't joined us for a webinar before, just some quick housekeeping. As I mentioned earlier, this is webinar number two in regard to the new payment remittance model. Our previous webinar before that, held on November 9th, walked you through what the new model will look like and some of the high-level requirements, such as pre-authorized payment agreement you will be required to enter into with the LDB. This is referred to for these slides and going forward as your PAD agreement or pre-authorized debit agreement with the LDB. This is how the amount due to the LDB will be collected under the new model. A copy of this agreement and the webinar slides, as well as an FAQ document, a checklist of the activities we suggest you take before the transition, and then a document outlining the new timelines and email notifications you will receive, which we'll go over in the coming slides, and transition instructions. All this will be available on our website at www.bcldb.com under the Doing Business with the LDB section. Today, we will be going over walk through what the model looks like, changes that will affect your distillery, and then how reporting and remittance will work, the email notifications you will receive from the LDB, and some key dates and deadlines. We'll go through the upcoming slides for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, and then after the presentation, we'll have approximately 5 minutes to take your questions. You will see a box on your screen where you can type in your questions, and your questions will pop up on our site here in order of when they were asked. You won't be able to see everyone else's questions, so there may be some silences between questions as we sort through and amalgamate any repetitive ones. So, as many of you already know, in October of 2016, LDB successfully transitioned small and mid-sized breweries to this new remittance model. The LDB has initiated a project to change the remittance process for BC commercial wineries and distilleries, known as the Private Distributors Remittance Project, PDR project. The new model will apply to all BC commercial distilleries. The intent of this new model is to help improve the cash flow for BC commercial distilleries, and the purpose of this specific briefing is to provide you information and tools to transition to the new model smoothly. I will now hand it over to my colleague Carolina, and she will provide you with more detail regarding the new process.
Thank you, Anita. The new process is that only markup plus GST and container deposit and container recycling fees will be withdrawn, and no longer you will need to remit the gross amount. You will no longer be depositing all the sales proceeds to the LDB bank account. Once you are up to date in all the deposits and remittances, the LDB bank account will be closed. You will now be required to have a pre-authorized debit agreement, and this means that all sales after March 3rd, this is the date of transition, which will be March 4th, will be under the new model. I thought it'd be good to recap our current process and how it works today. The current model, the distilleries report their direct delivery sales to the LDB through Direct Web Sales Reporting application, or DSWR, once a week, and deposit those gross sales into the LDB bank account. Approximately 30 days later, the LDB reimburses the distilleries the supplier cost or the duty paid cost, plus applicable taxes and fees. If applicable, the LDB, approximately 45 days later, will pay back the distilleries 7% commission on the wholesale price of the product. And this is for sales made through your MOS. Now let's talk about the new process. Under the new model, the distilleries will still be required to report their sales using DSWR application weekly. However, you will no longer be required to deposit your gross sales proceeds into the LDB bank account. Instead, approximately 5 days later, the LDB will withdraw the markup, container deposits, container recycling fees, if applicable, unless any commission payments made out to the distillery, out of the designated bank account. This will speed up the commission payments, improve distilleries' cash flows, and modernize and streamline the process. We will provide calculation in later slides to demonstrate the changes. So let's just discuss some of the new payment remittance model. The gross sales amount, again, will no longer be remitted to the LDB. The net amount will be withdrawn from your designated bank account, meaning the gross sales plus container deposit and container recycling fees, less supplier cost or duty paid cost, plus applicable taxes and fees, less any commission payments, will be the net amount withdrawn out of your bank account. The LDB will be setting up a pre-authorized debit agreement with each distillery prior to transition to the new model. Again, you will continue reporting your sales weekly through DSWR. This does not change. There are some changes you will see in DSWR, and here are a few of them. For SKU restrictions, what we mean by this is that there will be restrictions on SKUs that you will see when you start reporting your sales in DSWR. For those who use the DSWR application to create documents, you will no longer manually enter your SKUs in the input detailed screen. There will be a drop-down box that will show you all your available SKUs registered under your store. For those who upload their batches using CSV format, you will continue to upload the same way. However, if you upload an invalid SKU, you will receive a delta error for those lines. You will need to fix those affected SKUs and only upload lines that are affected by the delta error. Another change you will see is quantity warning. You will now receive a warning message for quantities over 999 to confirm that you're not entering a SKU in the quantity field. Please make sure you review your final batch submission amount before you submit your batches to validate that the quantity amount over 9999 is correct. Another change is duplicate invoices. This means invoices that are not unique to the store will not be processed in the system. For example, if you have an invoice with 1111 and you try to resubmit another invoice with 1111, it will not go through. For those who use the DSWR application to create documents, the store will no longer be able to enter duplicate invoice reference numbers. For those who upload their batches using CSV format, you will continue to upload the same way. However, if the file upload is invalid, you will receive a delta error, just like you do with SKU restriction. You will need to fix those affected invoices and only upload the lines affected with the delta error. Another change is nil reporting. If your store has no sales in any given week, you will now be able to directly report this using DSWR. Other changes you will see will be to the manufacturing agreement. Since we're moving to the new model, we needed to change some of the sections to reflect the new payment remittance model. Some additional changes to the agreement you will see are the addition of the pre-authorized debit requirement, changing the payment process, which means the net amount will be withdrawn from your PAD account instead of the gross amount being deposited into the LDB bank account. And we are also providing more transparency on non-compliance. Another change you will see is that the LDB is allowing distilleries to store their product in locations other than their manufacturing facility or their manufacturer's on-site store. This will also be reflected in the agreement changes. Additional changes will also be for the manufacturer on-site store. We have changed the agreement to allow the distilleries to transfer their product from their manufacturing facility to their on-site store on consignment. This means that you will report your sales only once the sale has been made to the counter customer. The sale will still be reported as a wholesale price out of the manufacturer's on-site store. For greater clarity, we also provided information regarding reporting on donations. So donations will be reported as a wholesale sale only if the manufacturer has a manufacturer's on-site store endorsement or an MOS endorsement. Tasting and providing employees products, these will be reported as a wholesale sale as well, but it would be regardless of if it has an MOS endorsement, which means you will report it even if you do not have an MOS endorsement. You'll also see some minor changes in the agreement, and these will be for relating to formatting or moving sections in the agreement. Now we'll just discuss some new process timelines. So if you look on day one, the distillery will report and submit a batch via DSWR. And they will receive a batch control summary that is produced out of DSWR as it does today. This batch will then get submitted through the LDB and will be validated and processed on day two. On day three, the LDB will send the distilleries two emails. One will include an LDB cost detail for direct sales reporting, and the second email will be the PAD settlement notification. This is the amount that will be withdrawn out of your bank account. Day four is a processing day, and by day five, the LDB will withdraw the funds out of the distillery's pre-authorized bank account. Additionally, at the end of the month, the LDB will send a statement of account of all the transactions that were processed through the month, which will help you with your reconciliation. For greater clarity, we're just going to go through some of the examples that were discussed in the timeline. So as you do today, you can produce a batch control summary from DSWR. This summarizes the sales and returns that you would have reported in your batch in DSWR. As you can see on the sample document, it shows the sales that you've submitted and the total amount of sales at the bottom. The next example is the LDB cost detail for direct sales reporting. You will receive an email plus with an attachment a CSV file, which will show a detail of all the sales and returns for the batches. This will include the cost of goods, commission payments, and the associated GST and any container deposits that may be applicable. On that same day, you will also be receiving a pre-authorized debit settlement notification in a PDF file in an email. This will summarize all of the transactions that have taken place. Sales and return, as are shown in the direct DSWR or direct sales web reporting batch control summary, less cost of sales and returns, including GST and commission payment, which you would have received on your cost detail report, which equals the net difference on the pre-authorized debit settlement amount. This is going to be collected out of your nominated bank account. And finally, the last example is a statement of account. This statement of account will be sent to you once a month and will provide you a summary of account activities that have taken place over the month. This will assist you in your reconciliation of all of your transactions. I'd now like to walk you through an example of the calculations. And what we'll do is we'll look at the current process first. So in the example, you will see total sales that would be reported using direct sales web reporting. And this would be deposited into the LDB bank account. So let's start at the top. $17.73 is the total sales that you would record, and this includes the container recycling fee. 89 cents is for GST and 10 cents is for container deposit, for a total amount of $18.72. And that amount would be deposited into the LDB bank account, again, in the current model. The LDB reimburses the distilleries the supplier cost and commission. So for the supplier cost, $7.86 is the supplier cost, or the duty paid cost, plus 40 cents in GST, for a total of $8.26, which the LDB will pay 15 to 30 days after reporting. The LDB will also reimburse the commission. So in this calculation, $1.24 is 7% of the commission payment of the wholesale price, plus GST on the commission payment of 6 cents, for a total of $1.30 total commission payment, and this is paid once a month. Therefore, the total payments made to the distillery is $9.56. Now let's go through the new model. So in the new process, the distilleries will still report their sales using DSWR. However, you will not have to deposit the amount into the LDB bank account. So as in the previous example before, the total sales, which includes GST, container deposits, is $18.72. The LDB is going to pay back the supplier cost and commission of a total of $9.56. The summary, or the net amount, of $18.72 is the total sales payable by the distillery, and minus $9.56, which is the total supplier cost payable by the LDB, of the net amount of $9.16. This amount will be withdrawn out of the pre-authorized debit account. Now I'd like to walk you through key transition dates. From now until March 3rd, please continue to report your sales under the old model. Make sure that the amounts are up to date and paid. The last batch date for batches to be reported under the current model is March 3rd. Those can be submitted by March 5th. Under the future model, you will notice that on February 21st, you will be required to return an executed PAD agreement to the LDB by this date. Between March 4th and 6th, batches cannot be dated or submitted in the new model over these dates. However, if you use DSWR to create documents, you will still be able to create those documents during this time. However, you will not be able to submit them. The earliest submission date for batches to be reported under the new model will be March 7th. Transactions prior to March 7th can be reported on this batch date.
Thank you, Carolina, for this. Within the next couple of weeks, you will receive an information package that will include a list of suggested transition steps and information about all the documents described in this webinar. Information package will include the PAD agreement, which should be filled out and returned by February 21st of this year. The date again for the new payment remittance model is March 4th of this year. We will now go through any of the questions we have received from you about this program, but I just want to mention that you will receive a summary of this information by email following the webinar, as well as a Q&A document next week. Please bear with us while we read over your questions. I just want to mention that information can be found on the LDB website under www.bcldb.com/doingbusinessLDB. And then if you have any additional questions, please direct them to pd.settlement.support@bcldb.com. Thank you very much for your attention today and have a good day.